Every once in a while, an idea floats through the Washington maelstrom that is so obviously a political liability that a bipartisan groundswell instantly bills to kill it. Admiral John Poindexter of the Pentagon's Defense Research Projects Agency was the author of such a proposal. When the plan was revealed last week, it was immediately denounced by Democrats and Republicans alike. Weekend Edition humorist Andy Borowitz isn't so sure the admiral was off point.
I'm inclined to take a charitable view of Admiral Poindexter's terrorism futures market concept. We live in an increasingly unpredictable world, so who can blame a guy for trying to make the world a little more, well, predictable? Truth be told, I've been quietly putting together a few little futures markets of my own. For example, I'm establishing a futures market to determine when the government will once again hire, fire, and rehire the federal air marshals. You wouldn't have predicted that they'd fire them this week, what with reports of renewed hijacking threats, and who would have guessed that they'd hire them back the same day? My futures market, that's who. I've also established a futures market to predict what the administration will ultimately settle upon as the reason for going to war in Iraq. When the market opened, it looked like weapons of mass destruction were the reason. But as of late trading on Friday, the market was moving out of weapons of mass destruction and into a weapons of mass destruction program. This market seems to fluctuate wildly on an almost daily basis, so unless you have a high tolerance for risk, stay out of it. I'm putting together a futures market to predict which comic book character Hollywood will pounce upon next to turn into an unwatchable summer blockbuster. This market is highly speculative. Will it be Jughead? Aquaman? Little Lulu? Marmaduke? I'm hoping this market could predict the exact date the film is released, so I can leave the country. Assuming, of course, that the air marshals happen to be working that weekend. Finally, I'm starting a futures market to predict which government official will uncork the next kooky plan and then quickly withdraw it after setting off a media firestorm. Admiral Poindexter is on his way out, of course, but there are plenty of other places to put your money. After all, John Ashcroft told us to spy on our neighbors, and Tom Ridge told us to seal our homes in duct tape. When it comes to harebrained schemes, it's a bull market out there.
Weekend Edition humorist Andy Borowitz is the mastermind behind Borowitz.com and the author of Who Moved My Soap? The CEO's Guide to Surviving in Prison.